This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Hi, how are you? My name's Simon Smart. You're listening to Life and Faith from the Centre for Public Christianity. I've been talking this week with Dr. Stephen Judd, the Chief Executive of Hammond Care, and he joins me again today, Stephen. Hi, Stephen.
A pleasure, Simon.
I want to talk to you today, Stephen, about palliative care. Mm-hmm. You guys do a lot of work in this area. This must be an especially challenging field.
I think it's a great opportunity. I think that if we as a community and we as a Christian organisation can't provide the very best for older Australians in those last days and months and years of their life because they have a terminal illness, then I think we're not trying. We're not trying enough if we don't do that.
What do you aim for in caring for people who are in that situation?
Well, someone once said to me, make my sunsets good. And I think that's the thing we should be doing. We should be making sure that the sunsets of all Australians are good sunsets. You know, death is part of life. And I think that we all as Australians actually sometimes ignore it.
Yeah, so what's a good sunset for someone then?
Well, a good sunset is one in which you have the opportunity to enjoy life to the fullest, to the very end.
And how do you go about enabling that? What are some of the strategies?
Well, I think the key about palliative care, and I must hasten to add that I'm not a palliative care specialist, but we have some excellent palliative care specialists, both doctors and nurses who work for us. The key is to ensure that we've got the resources in palliative care to make that happen. I mean, it always interests me that in those jurisdictions where there is little palliative care, the cry for voluntary euthanasia comes up the greatest. So I don't think it was any accident, for example, that Philip Nitschke was based in the Northern Territory, where I think they had one palliative care bed. Well, hello. I mean, you're going to actually have the cry for an alternative if you don't actually ensure through pain management and a proper palliative care regime a good death.
It's quite an overtly Christian organisation you work for. How much does that Christian basis play a role in what you're trying to do and how you do it in terms of this sort of dignified end? And last time we talked about a spiritual aspect to all of this. Do you guys try and have some element to that in that palliative care framework?
Look, regardless of the programs that we have, be it dementia care, be it palliative care, be it rehabilitation, I think it's our responsibility to ensure that we assist people to make sense of life and to find meaning in life. Now, they might find that in the words of Jesus. They may not. They might find it in something else. So that's very much a being present in a palliative care sense, being present there for them to actually make sense of life, find meaning in life. But it's not an obligatory thing. I mean, the days of actually having church services piped through the PA and people sort of catching you before you go out the door are long gone. So it's being present and being comfortable if someone has dementia or if someone is actually dying. That's what it's about.
And is it inviting them to consider those sorts of big questions of life?
One of the great opportunities of older age, and particularly at the end of life, is the opportunity to reflect, something that probably, you know, too few people going through their life do.
One last question. Has your experience in this area, and I'm especially thinking of palliative care, made you more or less sympathetic to arguments for either in favour of euthanasia?
It's made me less sympathetic, and I'll tell you why. The overseas jurisdiction, which is the poster child of the pro-euthanasia lobby, is the Netherlands. And there are two things that are quite obvious from the research. There's just not my opinion, from the research. The level of palliative care in that country has diminished as the level of euthanasia has increased, number one. Number two, there is clear evidence that the number of people who were involuntarily euthanized in the Netherlands has also increased. We don't have time to talk about the rights and wrongs of euthanasia, but I will say this. I think the people of Australia will not be in favour of euthanasia if they believe that there's any chance of involuntary euthanasia. And the last thing I would say, when people come into a palliative care unit, the number who actually want voluntary euthanasia diminishes to almost zero once they get proper treatment. Let's get palliative care right before we have the debate about euthanasia.
Well, Stephen Judd, your work at Hammond Care is obviously vital work. We thank you so much for coming in to talk about it this week.
An absolute pleasure, Simon.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.